To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hi, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 12th of May, 2022. Got the best highlights that happened at the Google I.O. event, and we're going to get you caught up on all that stuff in less than 5 minutes. Lots of new hardware, a little bit of software, though not a lot of big surprises at the Google I.O. event. One thing for sure, though, the Pixel 6a, definitely the highlight of the show. Yes, Google unveiled its $449 device, featuring their in-house Tensor AI chip, plus with a 12-megapixel camera on board, and Google promising 5 years of security updates. One thing that wasn't there on the 6a, the headphone jack. Yep, even though Google gave Apple some crap about that, they decided to join that show, too. Now, with the Pixel 6a, we got a brief glimpse of the Pixel 7 and 7 Pro, which, of course, will be debuted later this year. According to Google, both those devices will feature next-generation Tensor chips and a completely redesigned body that they said is completely made from recycled aluminum. However, though, when we said a glimpse of the new phone, that's pretty much all Google did give us, a tiny little glimpse. There was no word on pricing or when the heck it's actually going to be available, but more than likely, we'll get all those details coming this fall. One thing we knew was coming, the Pixel Watch. Yeah, we've had months upon months of leaks. Heck, somebody left it in a bar. It definitely is real, ever though we cannot feel it real in our hands just quite yet. Or shall I say on our wrists. That too will also be arriving this fall, with it running Wear OS 3. We'll also be getting deep integration with the Fitbit software for this edition. That'll give you all that health and fitness tracking features people have been clamoring for. Now, according to Google, even though we didn't get a release date on the Pixel 7 or 7 Pro, the Pixel Watch will be released right along those two. Though we may not have to wait till the fall for more updates. According to Google, more details about the wearable will be coming out in the next few days and weeks to come. Sounds like they're just going to tease us along till fall. From that, we move on to more hardware. This is the kind you put in your ears. Yes, the new Pixel Buds Pro. Now, we won't have to wait till the fall to get these things, but no, they're not available today either. They're actually set to arrive on July 28th, with pre-orders they say are starting on July 21st. We do know they'll be IPX4 certified waterproofing and will contain active noise cancellation. And yes, indeed, they will have spatial audio support. But that's only compatible when you pair it with your Pixel phone. And of course, with all that hardware, we gotta move on to some software, and that being Android 13. And of course, the latest version of Google's mobile operating system is supposed to double down on that it will focus on new features that will actually allow you to personalize your device even more than you can now. In fact, Google says there'll be a new tool that will allow you to set a different default language for all the apps, at least the ones that support it, on your phone. Of course, Google 13 will also feature the Wallet app, with the option, of course, to store your personal government-issued ID on your phone if you so choose. Now, of course, being it with Google and privacy and concerns, they did move right along to those things. They focused actually a lot on safety and security for Android 13, saying that Android 13 will protect your privacy by automatically deleting your clipboard history. That's about as far as they went, though. They also hinted, with Android 13 coming, there will be tablet-specific functionality, meaning, yeah, we definitely have a tablet on the way. Now, that was basically the bulk of the I.O. event for 2022 for Google. There were some new augmented reality glasses that they unveiled a bit, a new AI test kitchen app also demoed, plus they also announced some new updates will be coming for Workspace, YouTube, and Lens, which, according to Google, we'll be hearing more about throughout the rest of this year. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network, of course, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN shows over there. Of course, you can find us on Facebook at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join the BTN community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the news show.